Hi, I'm Jerry Kay, and this is the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture Don Edwards Alviso Audio Tour of the South Bay. When you arrive at the Environmental Education Center in Alviso, we want you to find the bench at the north end of the parking lot. Our guide for this audio tour is Steve Ritchie, Executive Project Manager for the South Bay Salt Pond Project. After we complete this orientation with Steve, our second stop is a short handicap-accessible stroll along the boardwalk and out into the marsh to learn more about the plants and wildlife here, as well as some of the important habitat values of this changing landscape. Steve, we want to thank you very much for being our guide. And to orient our listeners again, we're sitting on a bench between buildings at the north end of the parking lot. Steve, what are we seeing right here in front of us?
We're kind of looking out what we call the back door of the refuge out to New Chicago Marsh, which is a sort of quasi-tidal marsh that is part of the refuge here. And it looks like a tidal wetland with pickleweed and some cordgrass. It's good habitat for salt marsh harvest mouse, but it's kind of an artificial marsh because the tide can come in here, but it can't get out. And the reason it can't get out is because the ground surface has sunk down here so much for reasons having nothing to do with the refuge. When Silicon Valley was just farmland and orchards back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, the groundwater was extracted heavily for irrigation of those orchards, and that pumping out of the groundwater caused the land surface to drop here. So what we're looking at is actually below sea level. But we do artificially maintain it as a tidally influenced marsh because we have so little of that tidal marsh left.
So we're seeing here some boardwalks, and we see some water, some ponds. The water in those ponds comes from where?
The water in those ponds comes from some that's brought in through a channel on the tide, and also from rainwater that accumulates here because it is a low spot. In fact, those ponds will just dry out over the summer. In winter, if you get really heavy rains, they actually have to bring in a pump to pump the water out in case there gets to be too much water in here. So what you see out in those ponds actually is a lot of bird life. There are a lot of invertebrates out there. They get pretty salty, but right now there are a lot of avocets and stilts and other shorebirds out there. The boardwalk runs out through New Chicago Marsh, so you can actually stroll out through it and see it up close and personal without really intruding on it.
Let's give people some benchmarks here. As we look west, I can see a large green, looks like a hangar. What is that?
That's the hangar at Moffett Field. So yeah, as you look off to the west, you can see the Moffett Field hangars. In fact, the dirigible, I guess is the best word for it, is pulling in there right now and getting ready to land. If you look off that way also, you see the hills that are the Sunnyvale landfills, the old Sunnyvale landfills out there. And on a clear day, it's kind of clear. You can see Hoover Tower, I think, off in the distance there at Stanford. And then just looking around, you can start to see some of the salt ponds, and to the northwest there, the Dumbarton Bridge height in the distance behind the power lines. See a lot of birds moving through right now, too. And then Coyote Hills off to the northwest as well. And then almost due north, there is another landfill that's an active landfill. And that's where a lot of California gulls feed during the day, and they're one of the species that are kind of a nuisance here in the restoration area, so we're quite concerned about the gull populations as being artificially kept up by all the garbage dumps that are here.
You mentioned where we are is basically subsided. It's below sea level. But as I look north and a bit east, I see a pond that is a bit higher. Can you describe that for us?
Sure. The pond that's a bit higher is one of the salt ponds that was purchased as part of the restoration acquisition in 2003. Those salt pond levees are piled up mud that Cargill used to put in place to keep the pond separate from the surrounding landscape. After they brought in bay water, they wanted to start evaporating. Of course, they didn't want to let it drain out into the community. So they kept those pond levees up. So those levees have stayed higher while the ground level had sunk behind it. So the ponds, in many cases, are actually elevated above the surrounding landscape. Oh, and look, there off in the distance is one of our friends That looks like the Capitol Corridor. There's a rail line that runs north-south right through the refuge here. You can even hear it off in the distance there. Two commuter lines run on that rail line. One's the Altamont Commuter Express, and one is the Capitol Corridor. And they run through here, 20, 30 times a day. So they're kind of an intrusion. On the other hand, that's part of what we've got in an urban area like this. That's a vital rail link. And in fact, we've had discussions with the ACE folks and the Capitol Corridor folks that is a single line track. That doesn't work as well as it should for them. So they'd like to multi-track that. So sometime in the future, I think we'll be looking at how to put in an additional track there, but as a trade-off, actually build it up on a trestle so that it doesn't intrude on the wildlife in the marsh.
Give us a sense of how this landscape changes during the year.
It looks as green as it's going to get right now. It's green with actually fairly widespread areas of water here. It's April. We've had some rains, and so they're starting to dry out in some spots. So little patches of mud are starting to appear, places where burrowing animals might start to show up. But right now, there's a lot of wading birds out there, shorebirds that are wading out, feeding on the invertebrates they find in those ponds. As it gets into summer, those ponds will dry out more. The refuge folks may then try to introduce a little more salt water in through the tidal channel. It's interesting, though, there's a little channel that feeds this area through a little gated culvert, but that channel has been choked by vegetation, and so they're trying to come up with other ways to feed water in here, because they don't want it to get too dry. You know, they'd like to have some water in here. But when you get into winter then, though, if you get too much rain here, it actually starts to flood and actually becomes a problem for the salt marsh harvest mouse. They don't swim, so they could drown if there gets to be too much water in here. It absolutely means different biota at different times of the year. In the late fall, when waterfowl start to migrate through, they'll look for these ponded areas to utilize for habitat and to rest in. They won't go into the marsh per se, but they'll utilize the ponded areas. When there's less ponded water, those species move on and they're on their way up to Canada. Again, when there's water here that's shallow, shorebirds will wade in. Many of those are migratory as well, and they love this place to hang out and feed.
And I hope you've enjoyed this overview of the refuge at Alviso. Our next location is a walk along the boardwalk, where we actually walk into a wetland habitat.